Well, some of us, yesterday afternoon, sort of stepped into a bit of Disney World. There we were, at the movies. Well, so much of Disney World is this idea. Believe it, and you can be it. You know, whatever it is, set your heart on that. Believe it, and you can be it. Well, it kind of played around with that a bit, and it was a bit more honest, in a sense, than sometimes films are about that. It doesn't quite work out like that. And especially it doesn't work out like that on the great subject of death. The great subject of death. Why? No matter how much you might believe that you're going to live and live and live, I have news. It's not going to work. It is not going to work. What does the Bible call death? Calls it the last something. Seems to be the last enemy. It is the last enemy. Stands opposed to us. Stands opposed to us. And would you believe this? Some people think, no. We're going to get on top of this one. We're going to believe for something. And some people think that if we just think right, we're going to defeat death. I've heard people actually say this. If you think right, you're going to defeat death. Just get a more positive mindset, something like that. Or just kind of keep pushing the boundaries, you know, that if we carry on with this, second by second, we'll just gain a little bit more here and a little bit more there. And eventually, well, what do they hope that we will do? What do they hope that we will do? What's their plan and their aim by doing all of this? What's the result going to be? Mind grace. They're going to live forever. They're going to live forever. They're going to keep doing this, thinking positively. Medical science will come up with something here. We'll so understand the mind that we'll be able to keep that going, 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 and build ourselves new bodies or something like that to go with it. We're going to live forever. I say, I have news. Death is the last enemy. He's not going to just give up at that. Because we know that death is the result of sin. And while sin is in the world, and it most certainly is at the moment, we can see it everywhere, can't we? Death is going to remain. So all the believing for something different and hoping for something different or trying hard to get through and keep ourselves alive, not going to happen through your effort or through mine. But of course, we don't need to worry, do we? We don't need to try all of that. We don't need to hope medical science will come up with something soon, or that we'll get into that sort of positive frame of mind and fight death. Somebody has already shown that he has conquered the last enemy, death, that he has moved away from that, left his power. He's now rendered there, and in that way, impotent, he has shown a victory over death, over the grave. And we should look to him. Because in fact, people are right. We are going to live forever. Not in the sense that they think, not in these bodies, and we may be very pleased to hear this, not in these bodies, but in something far better. A glorified body. A wonderful body. A body that is fit for heaven. To live in heaven, in a different environment and in a different setting. A wonderful body, a powerful body. And that's going to come. It's going to come. It'll come to us either in a happy sense that yes, we'll have that body and there we will be in heaven forever with the Lord. Or yes, we'll have that body, but it won't be for heaven, it'll be for hell. And we will be set there forever and forever in that body. Doing whatever it is that in hell is done, but it is not comfortable, it's not nice, and it's not pleasant. And there we will live under God's sentence forevermore. What a thought. When there is so much, choose life. Choose Christ. See in him, see what he has done. That he has banished death. He has done what medical science will never do, what positive thinking will never do. He's done it as the Son of God, the only Son of God, the only one entitled to show us what lies beyond And he offers that place, that hope, that joy to any today who would take up that offer that he makes. So repent, believe the good news. A wonderful day, wonderful things that we're thinking about today. So let's sing our next hymn, 235, Lo in the Grave He Lay.